Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Hot up for your pony, you don't know it's Love Star music, all right.
Forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not the law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck, and of thy father, and for father, my son, My son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Salamta Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Better is there to come, a woman of Israel.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies, the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman?
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah 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 yeah. Now no real man can live without no woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah.
I strong with this part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, I love and honor. For they are the light career, the Empress Omega, the mother of the far right culture. Revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day. Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. The real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise, someone to prove for the mother that I want, you know. There you go, she went to, you know. Now, 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 now. The real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. To the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
La zona blanca.
Fabulous. The case of
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked.
For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear. For the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, 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 the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi,
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 Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 49 for the Revi'i. Here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah for Shabbat Wayachi,
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 Wayachi. Here, Sefer Bereishis, Wayachi, Mim Peit, chapter 49, Yaakov, Jacob's dying bracha, dying blessing, prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael,
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 Yisrael. Here, Shema Yisrael for the Revi'i. Vayikra Yaakov, illa benayo, vayomer, hey asfu, we agida le lachem, eita shera yikra etekem, be achrita hayamim. And Jacob and Yaakov called to his sons, vayikra Yaakov, illa benayo. And Jacob called to his sons and said, vayomer, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Vayikra Yaakov ve'ila banayo, vayomer, he'asfu ve'agida lakem, eita asher yikra etekem, be'achrita hayamim. And Jacob called to his sons and said, he'asfu, gather yourselves together, he'asfu ve'agida lakem, that I may tell you, ve'agida lakem, that I may tell you, et asher yikra etekem, be'achrita hayamim, that I may tell you that which shall befall you, you are, y'all, in the end of days, be'achrit hayamim, in the last days, in the achrit hayamim, in the end of days. He calls o wishimo bnei Yaakov, wishimo illa Yisrael avikem, assemble yourselves. He calls o assemble yourselves. He calls o wishimo, and here wishimo, here y'all, wishimo bnei Yaakov, and here ye y'all sons. Your sons of Jacob, we shimu b'nei Yaakov, we shimu illa Yisrael avikem, and hearken to Yisrael, to Israel, avikem, your father. Reuben, b'kori ata kochi, we reishita onia yeter seeta v'yeter oz. Reuben, thou, the I, my firstborn. Thou art my firstborn. Reuben, b'chori ata, my might, kochi, and the beginning of my strength. V'reishita oni, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Yeter se'et with yeter oz. Unstable as water, thou, the eye, shalt not excel, because thou, the eye, wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Pachazaka kamayim. Pachazaka mayim. Ala totara kia alita mishakve avika aza chialalta yisuiya Allah. Unstable as water, have not thou the excellency, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed? then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch, pachazaka mayi, unstable as water, pachazaka mayi, ala totara. Ki alita, have not thou the excellency? Thou shalt not excel. Ala totara ki alita, mishukave avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Aza halalta yitzu'iya Allah, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, brethren, instruments of cruelty, their habitations. Shimon Welewi, Achim Kleya Hamasa, Mi Kerotehem, Simeon and Levi, Shimon Welewi, Achim, our brethren, Shimon Welewi, Achim Kleya Hamasa, Mi Kerotehem, weapons of violence, their kinship. Kalei Hamas, mir kerotehem. Instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, to their assembly, to their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Besodam ala tavonafshi, bikahala, bikahalam, bikahal, bikahalam, bikahalam. Besodam ala tavonafshi, bikahalam, ala techada kovodi, kia beapama haragu ish, ua birotsonama ikru shor. Let my soul not come into their counsel. Be sodam ala tavo nafshi, to their assembly. Be a kahalam ala techad kovodi, make my glory kovodi not be united. For in their anger they slew a man, ki be apam hargo ish, and in their self-will, they hold oxen, ikru shor, cursed the anger, for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov, in Jacob, and scatter them in Yisrael, and scatter them in Israel. Arura pama ki oz, wherever ratama kia kashata. Ahalekema bi Yaakov, wa efitzem bi Yisrael. Cursed, aror, cursed be the anger, aror apam, for it was fierce, ki oz, and their wrath, wherever atam, for it was cruel, ki akashita. I will divide them in Jacob, echalkem b'Yaakov, and scatter them in Yisrael, wa efitzem b'Yisrael. Yehuda, Judah, thou, the I, whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies, thy father's children shall bow down before thee, I. Yehuda, ata, yoduka, acheka, yadika, de, orefa, oiveka, isha, tachu, elka, bine, avika. Judah, Yehuda, thee I shall thy brethren praise. Yehuda, ata, yoduka, acheka, thy hand, yadika, shall be on the neck of thine enemies, be'orefa oiveka. Thy father's sons shall bow down before thee, I. Yishtachu alika b'nei avika. Judah, Yehuda, a lion's whelp, from the prey, my son. Thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Gora, Aryeh Yehuda, Mit Refa, Beni, Alita, Kara, Raveta, Kaaryeh, Okalavi, Mia Yekemenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor Ayeh Yehuda, from the prey, Mit Ref. From the prey, my son, Mit Ref Beni. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. The I Aliyah up, go up. Mit Ref Beni, Alita. He stooped down, Kara. He couched as a lion, Ravat Ka'arye. As a lioness, Okalavi. As a lioness, Okalavi. Mia Yikemenu, Mia Yikemenu. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him the gathering of the people be. Lo, Yasura Shaveta Mihuda, Umahoteka Mibena Raglayo, Adakia Yabo, Shilo, Witlaua, Yikahata Amin. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Lo, Yasura Shaveta, Shaveta Mihuda. Lo, Yasura Shaveta Mihuda. Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Umochokeka mibena raglayo. As long as men come to Shiloh, ad kia yabo Shiloh, and to him with lau, and to him shall the obedience of the peoples be with law. Yikahata Amin, binding his foil to the vine, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Osori la gefena iro, wi la sareka bini, I tono. Kia besa ba yain li busho uvadama e navin suto osuria la gefena iro we la sareka vinia etono kia besa ba yain li busho Uvadama enavima suto, binding his foil to the vine. Osoria la gefena iro, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. Where lasareka vinia etono. He washed his garments in wine. Kibesa bayayina levusho. And his vesture in the blood of grapes. Uvedama enavima suto. His eyes red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Chakalilia ainaima miayayina ulabena shenaima mechalav. His eyes shall be red with wine. Chakalilia ainaima miayin, and his teeth white with milk. Ulavena shinaima mechalav. Zebulun. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he for an haven of ships, and his border to Zidon. Zvuluna lechofa yamima yishkon, wekua lechofa or niyot, We Yarakato Ala Sidon. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. Zebulun Le Chofa Yamima Yishkon. And he shall be a shore for ships. Wuhua Le Chofa Oniot. And his flank shall be to Zidon. We Yarakato Ala Sidon. Issachar, a strong ass couching down between two burdens. Yisasakar, Chamora, Garema, Robeta, Baina, Ha, Misha, Pe, Tai. Issachar is a large bone ass. Yisasakar, Chamora, Garem, couching down between the sheepfolds. Robeta, Baina, Ha, Misha, Pe, Tai. And he saw that rest good and the land that pleasant and bowed his shoulder to be it and became a servant to tributes. Wayare me nucha kito we eta haareta kia naema. Wayeta shikamoa lisabola. Wayahia le masa oved. For he saw a resting place, that it was good. Wayare me nucha kito. And the land, that it was pleasant, where taharet kia na'ima. And he bowed his shoulder to beer. Wayeta shikamo lisabol. And became a servant under task work. Wayahia li masa ored. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan Yadina Amo K Ahada Shivte Israel. Dan shall judge his people, Dan Yadina Amo, as one of the tribes of Israel. K Ahada Shivate Yisrael. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Yehi Dan Nahasha Ele Dareka Shefifona Elea Orach Ha Noshecha Ikare susa, Wayipola rokvo achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way. Yehia dana nahash eledarek, a horned snake, shififon, a horned snake, shififon ele orach, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels. Hanoshek ekve sus. So that his rider falleth backward. Wayipola rokavo ahar. I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jah. I wait for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah. Li Yeshuateka, Kuiti Yehowa, 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 Yehowa. Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaLasalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
As though it's the burn self when I'm feeling so wise like I'm in heaven, you know. But Iman says, thou shall not take the name of Allah thy God in vain. Cause if you do, brothers and sisters, it might cost you pure pain. That would hate that, won't I? And we gather round sons and daughters and shall be still unknown. But yeah, I love you too, so you got to be a member of so I sit up in a kitchen time to make you feel so fine. Dash rain falls, find us keep us down the line, yeah. Backed up for a while and about the bus and silent till you want each other be the sound of who we die. I've seen her take the name of the Lord down in vain. It will cause you pure pain, I tell ya. Respect the words of Allah, God. Heed and do it. For in this time we have no choice, so we got to go forward. Forward, never backward, never say I love you forever. So we try to round the world and we don't roll until it's to you, girl. Until you daddy coming down with me. We only gonna do it with a little wine. Sour little challenge, you got us pure silence. We walk down the alley, singing then we try down the valley. Gonna be with no intention till you're coming down and dash with segregation. Love one another, whether you black or white or brown or green, and come on the scene and be a really king. I say you gotta take it up to the roots of God. Cause God loves us all, whether we're great or small. And before one of God's word pass away, but nurture pass away. I see God just swing and swing for it's the honor of the day. Down in the valley, see you got to fish alley. Rock it down the valley, when you see you fish alley. See you on the corner, when you really, really dally. Sat down on the corner, and we check the system alley. Cause you pure pain. As funny as I'm insane, I got to move on down the lane. Move on down the street, and kind of cool off the heat. Now rocking way down into these rockers. They kind of burn up the tower, kind of cool off.
Love you for not what you are, but for the potential of and he who be who he be who you be. Yes, praise be the majesty right here. Yes, for the Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday right here on the In and I. So we had the fourth Aliyah for the fourth day here, Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shavua, counting from the first day. That's called Among the Gentiles Sunday. So here, fourth day, Wednesday Wisdom. So here the fourth Aliyah. Fourth Aliyah picking up with Genesis chapter 49, Jacob's dying, Baraka, blessing, prophetic of the tribes, even speaking of the 12, right? Tribes of Israel, the 12 faculties of the mind. So we had went through the testament of the 12 patriarchs, right? Testament 12 patriarchs, and the first was Yosef. Since it becomes Joseph's story concerning the generation, right? He's the generation of Jacob, previous Torah reading and feeding. And then it says Yosef. Joseph was 17 years old. So we began off the testament of the 12 patriarchs with Yosef. Then we went to one of the next significant brothers, Judah. Then scrolled to the natural firstborn, Reuben. Right, touched on Simeon, Shimon, and Levi, Levi. So here, just looking at the order that we have right here, the next one actually would be Issachar, although we see the blessing of the patriarch in a little different order. After Judah, we get Zebulun, and then we get Issachar. So let's ride up with the testament of the patriarch Issachar, some say Issachar. Some say char, but there's not a cha sound in the Hebrew properly, but Issachar. So we have Issachar right here. I want to note this as well in the metaphysics of it, from the low degrees to the high degrees. The 12 tribes of Israel also existing in INI, right? Even in redemption, you know, we have the 12 faculties, how they represent the 12 faculties of the mind. So here for this Torah reading and feeding, testament of Issachar, heal up to Brother Jareem Baraka. Yes, I. Here for the reading.
The testament Yahweh of Issachar, the fifth son of Jacob and Leah, the copy of the words of Issachar. For he called his sons and said to them, "Hearken, my children, to Issachar, your father. Give ear to the words of him who is beloved of Yahweh. I was born the fifth son to Jacob, by way of hire for the mandrakes. For Reuben, my brother, brought in mandrakes from the field. And Rachel met him and took them. And Reuben wept, and at his voice Leah, my mother, came forth. Now these mandrakes were sweet-smelling apples, which were produced in the land of Haran, below a ravine of water. And Rachel said, I will not give them to thee, but they shall be to me instead of children. For Yahweh hath despised me, and I have not borne children to Jacob. Now there were two apples, and Leah said to Rachel, Let it suffice thee that thou hast taken my husband. Wilt thou take these also? And Rachel said to her, Thou shalt have Jacob this night, for the mandrakes of thy son. And Leah said to her, Jacob is mine, for I am the wife of his youth. But Rachel said, Boast not, and vaunt not thyself, for he espoused me before thee, and for my sake he served our father 14 years, and had not craft increaseth on the earth, and the wickedness of men prospered, thou wouldest not now see the face of Jacob. For thou art not his wife, but in craft wert taken to him in my stead. And my father deceived me, and removed me on that night, and did not suffer Jacob to see me. For had I been there, this had not happened to him. Nevertheless, for the mandrakes, I am hiring Jacob to thee for one night. And Jacob knew Leah, and she conceived and bare me. And on account of the hire, I was called Issachar. Then appeared to Jacob an angel of Yahweh, saying, Two children shall Rachel bear, inasmuch as she hath refused company with her husband, and hath chosen continency. And had not Leah my mother paid the two apples for the sake of his company, she would have borne 8 sons. For this reason she bare 6, and Rachel bare the 2. For on account of the mandrakes, Yahweh visited her. For he knew that for the sake of children, she wished to company with Jacob, and not for lust of pleasure. For on the morrow also, she again gave up Jacob. because of the mandrakes. Therefore, Yahweh hearkened to Rachel. For though she desired them, she ken them not, but offered them in the house of Yahweh, presenting them to the priest of the Most High, who was at that time. When, therefore, I grew up, my children, I walked in uprightness of heart, and I became a husbandman for my father and my brethren, and I brought in fruits from the field according to their season. And after my father blessed me, for he saw that I walked in rectitude before him. And I was not a busybody in my doings, nor envious and malicious against my neighbor. I never slandered anyone, nor did I censure the life of any man, walking as I did in singleness of eye. Therefore, when I was 35 years old, I took myself a wife, but for my labor wore away my strength, and I never thought upon pleasure with women. But owing to my toil, sleep overcame me, and my father always rejoiced in my rectitude, because I offered through the priest to Yahweh all first fruits, then to my father also. And Yahweh increased 10,000-fold his benefits in my hands. And also Jacob, my father, knew that Yahweh aided my singleness. For on all the poor and oppressed I bestowed the good things of the earth in the singleness of my heart. And now hearken to me, my children, and walk in singleness of your heart. For I have seen in it all that is well-pleasing to Yahweh. The single-minded man coveteth not gold. He overachieveth not his neighbor. He longeth not after manifold dainties. He delighteth not in varied apparel. He doth not desire to live a long life, but only waiteth for the will of Yahweh. And the spirits of deceit have no power against him. For he looketh not on the beauty of women, lest he should pollute his mind with corruption. There is no envy in his thoughts. No malicious person maketh his soul to pine away, nor worry with insatiable desire in his mind. For he walketh in singleness of soul, and beholdeth all things in uprightness of heart, shunning eyes made evil through the error of the world, lest he should see the perversion of any of the commandments of Yahweh. Keep therefore, my children, the law of Yahweh, and get singleness, and walk in guilelessness, not playing the busybody with the business of your neighbor, but love Yahweh and your neighbor. Have compassion on the poor and weak. Bow down your back into husbandry, and toil and labors in all manner of husbandry, offering gifts to Yahweh with thanksgiving. For with the first fruits of the earth will Yahweh bless you, even as he blessed all the saints from Abel even until now. For no other portion is given to you than of the fatness of the earth, whose fruits are raised by toil. For our father Jacob blessed me with blessings of the earth and of first fruits. And Levi and Judah were glorified by Yahweh even among the sons of Jacob. For Yahweh gave them an inheritance, and to Levi he gave the priesthood, and to Judah the kingdom. And do ye therefore obey them, and walk in the singleness of your father. For unto Gad had it been given to destroy the troops that are coming upon Israel. Now ye therefore, my children, that in the last times your sons will forsake singleness and will cleave unto insatiable desire, and leaving guilelessness will draw near to malice, and forsaking the commandments of Yahweh, they will cleave unto Belial, and leaving husbandry, they will follow after their own wicked devices, and they shall be dispersed among the Gentiles, and shall serve their enemies. And do ye therefore give these commands to your children, that if they sin, they may the more quickly return to Yahweh. For he is merciful, and will deliver them, even to bring them back into their land. Behold, therefore, as ye see, I am 126 years old, and am not conscious of committing any sin. Except my wife, I have not known any woman. I never committed fornication by the uplifting of my eyes. I drink not wine, to be led astray thereby. I coveted not any desirable thing that was my neighbor's. Guile arose not in my heart. A lie passed not through my lips. If any man were in distress, I joined my sighs with his, and I shared my bread with the poor. I wrought godliness all my days. I kept truth. I loved Yahweh. Likewise also every man with all my heart. So do you also these things, my children, and every spirit of Belial shall flee from you, and no deed of wicked men shall rule over you. And every wild beast shall ye subdue, since you have with you the God of heaven and earth, and walk with men in singleness of heart. And having said these things, he commanded his sons that they should carry him up to Hebron, and bury him there in the cave with his fathers. And he stretched out his feet and died at a good old age, with every limb sound and with strength unabated. He slept the eternal sleep.
Yes, yes, yes. The testimony of the patriarch Yisachar, Isachar, right there, there, there. Going to share this tune right here, and then we're going to ride up with hopefully Dan. It's Lico Batalua, short, but very, very important from the 12 Testaments of the Patriarchs. Right here, Shocking Murray, right here. Which tune? Humble Yisrael. Hear this. Yes, sir.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true, them will never lose.
Shocking Murray and Dan,
this one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know.
Israel,
you want them on side?
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel,
call them out, call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table is a turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
So when we say, the rise of Israel and take your stand, man, we have to know we self in the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a month, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh, Israel,
it again.
I and I are saying,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, yes, give thanks, Shocking Murray, right here with Humble Israel. Humble Israel. So right here we have the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs here, last reading from the first book of Moses, of Moshe, known as Genesis, Bereshit. And we have the fourth Aliyah here for this fourth day right here, an Aliyah day for this Torah reading and feeding, sealing up. Sealing here in the studies in the Shemesh of the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 49, fourth Aliyah from the first verse to the 18th verse. So we have right here, Testament of the Patriarchs, Zebulun and Dan. So let's first touch on Zebulun right here and the Heal Up to Zebulun dub system. Maybe after this year, look a tune right here. Today's daily psalm is 36. Stay tuned, stay tuned. But here, Testament of the Patriarch, Zebulun, 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 right here, 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 Shema, Yisrael, here, here,
the
here,
Testament.
Here,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, brothers and sisters, patience, patience right here. Just for a moment, a little technical on the board right here. Let's see if we can get around this little technicality. Yes, here we go, here we go. Yes, I. Testament of Zebulun.
The Testament of Zebulun, the sixth son of Jacob and Leah. The copy of the words of Zebulun, which he enjoined on his sons, before he died in the 114th year of his life, 2 years after the death of Joseph. And he said to them, Hearken to me, ye sons of Zebulun. Attend to the words of your father. I, Zebulun, was born a good gift to my parents. For when I was born, my father was increased very exceedingly, both in flocks and herds, when the straight rods he had his portion. I am not conscious that I have sinned all my days, save in thought. Nor yet do I remember that I have done any iniquity, except the sin of ignorance, which I committed against Joseph. For I covenanted with my brethren not to tell my father what had been done. But I wept in secret many days on account of Joseph, for I feared my brethren, because they had all agreed that if anyone should declare the secret, he should be slain. But when they wished to kill him, I adjured them much with tears not to be guilty of this sin. For Simeon and Gad came against Joseph to kill him, and he said unto them with tears, Pity me, my brethren, have mercy upon the bowels of Jacob our father. Lay not upon me your hands to shed innocent blood, for I have not sinned against you. And if indeed I have sinned with chastening, chastise me, my brethren, but lay not upon me your hand for the sake of Jacob our father. And he spoke these words, wailing as he did so. I was unable to bear his lamentations and began to weep, and my liver was poured out, and all the substance of my bowels was loosened. And I wept with Joseph, and my heart sounded, and the joints of my body trembled, and I was not able to stand. And when Joseph saw me weeping with him, and them coming against him to slay him, he fled behind me, beseeching them. But meanwhile, Reuben arose and said, Come, my brethren, let us not slay him, but let us cast him into one of these dry pits, which our father digged and found no water. For this cause, Yahweh forbade that water should rise up in them in order that Joseph should be preserved. And they did so until they sold him to the Ishmaelites. For in his price I had no share. My children, but Simeon and Gad and six other of our brethren took the price of Joseph and bought sandals for themselves and their wives and their children, saying, We will not eat of it, for it is the price of our brother's blood, but we will assuredly tread it underfoot, because he said that he would be king over us. And so let us see what will become of his dreams. Therefore, it is written in the writing of the law of Moses that whosoever will not raise up seed to his brother, his sandal should be unloosened, and they should spit in his face. And the brethren of Joseph wished not that their brother should live. And Yahweh loosed from them the sandal which they wore against Joseph their brother. For when they came into Egypt, they were unloosened by the servants of Joseph outside the gate. And so they made obeisance to Joseph after the fashion of King Pharaoh. And not only did they make obeisance to him, but were spit upon also, falling down before him forthwith, and so they were put to shame before the Egyptians. For after this, the Egyptians heard all the evils that they had done to Joseph. And after he was sold, my brothers sat down to eat and drink. But I, through pity for Joseph, did not eat, but watched the pit, since Judah feared lest Simeon, Dan, and Gad should rush off and slay him. But when they saw that I did not eat, they set me to watch him till he was sold to the Ishmaelites. And when Reuben came and heard that while he was away, Joseph had been sold, he rent his garments and mourning said, How shall I look on the face of my father Jacob? And he took the money and ran after the merchants, But as he failed to find them, he returned grieving. But the merchants had left the broad road and marched through the troglodytes by a shortcut. But Reuben was grieved and ate no food that day. Dan therefore came to him and said, "Weep not, neither grieve, for we have found that we can say to our father Jacob, let us slay a kid of the goats and dip it in the coat of Joseph, and let us send it to Jacob, saying, no, is this the coat of thy son? And they did so, for they stripped off from Joseph his coat when they were selling him, and put upon him the garment of a slave. Now Simeon took the coat and would not give it up, for he wished to rend it with his sword. And he was angry that Joseph lived and that he had not slain him. Then we all rose up and said unto him, if thou givest not up the coat, we will say to our father that thou alone didst this evil thing in Israel. And so he gave it unto them, and they did even as Dan had said. And now, children, I command you to keep the commands of Yahweh, and to show mercy to your neighbors, and to have compassion towards all, not towards men only, but also towards beasts. For all these things' sake, Yahweh blessed me. And when all my brethren were sick, I escaped without sickness. For Yahweh knoweth the purposes of each. Have therefore compassion in your hearts, my children, because even as a man doeth to his neighbor, even so also will Yahweh do to him. For the sons of my brethren were sickening and were dying on the account of Joseph, because they show no mercy in their hearts. But my sons were preserved without sickness, as ye know. And when I was in the land of Canaan by the seacoast, I made a catch of fish for Jacob my father. And when many were choked in the sea, I continued unhurt. I was the first to make a boat to sail upon the sea, for Yahweh gave me understanding and wisdom therein. And I let down a rudder behind it, and I stretched a sail upon another upright piece of wood in the midst. And I sailed therein along the shores, catching fish for the house of my father, until we came to Egypt. And through compassion I shared my catch with every stranger. And if a man were a stranger, or sick, or aged, I boiled the fish, and dressed them well, and offered them to all men, as every man had need, grieving with and having compassion upon them. Wherefore also Yahweh satisfied me with abundance of fish, when catching fish, for he that shareth with his neighbor receiveth manifold more from Yahweh. For 5 years I caught fish and gave thereof to every man whom I saw, and sufficed for all the house of my father. And in the summer I caught fish, and in the winter I kept sheep with my brethren. Now I will declare unto you what I did. I saw a man in distress through nakedness in winter time, and had compassion upon him, and stole away a garment secretly from my father's house, and gave it to him who was in distress. Do you therefore, my children, from that which Yahweh bestoweth upon you, show compassion and mercy without hesitation to all men, and give to every man with a good heart. And if ye have not the wherewithal to give to him that needeth, have compassion for him and bowels of mercy. I know that my hand found not the wherewithal to give to him that needeth, and I walk with him weeping for 7 furlongs, and my bowels yearn toward him in compassion. Have therefore yourselves also, my children, compassion towards every man with mercy, that Yahweh also may have compassion and mercy upon you. Because also in the last days Yahweh will send his compassion on the earth, and wheresoever he findeth bowels of mercy, he dwelleth in him. For in the degree in which a man hath compassion upon his neighbors, in the same degree hath Yahweh also upon him. And when we went down into Egypt, Joseph bore no malice against us. To whom taking heed do ye also, my children? Approve yourselves without malice, and love one another. And do not set down an account, each one of you, evil against his brother. For this breaketh unity, and divideth all kindred, and troubleth the soul, and weareth away the countenance. Observe therefore the waters, and know when they flow together, they sweep along stones, trees, earth, and other things. But if they are divided into many streams, the earth swalloweth them up, and they vanish away. So shall ye also be if ye be divided. Be not ye therefore divided in two heads, for everything which Yahweh made hath but one head and two shoulders, two hands, two feet, and all the remaining members. For I have learnt in the writing of my fathers that ye shall be divided in Israel, and ye shall follow two kings, and shall work every abomination. And your enemy shall lead you captive, and ye shall be evil entreated among the Gentiles, with many infirmities and tribulations. And after these things ye shall remember Yahweh, and repent, and he shall have mercy upon you, for he is merciful and compassionate. And he setteth down an account evil against the sons of men, because they are flesh, and are deceived through their own wicked deeds. And after these things shall there arise unto you Yahweh himself, the light of righteousness, and ye shall return unto your land, and ye shall see him in Jerusalem for his name's sake. And again through the wickedness of your works shall ye provoke him to anger, and ye shall be cast away by him unto the time of consummation. And now, my children, grieve not that I am dying, nor be cast down in that I am coming to my end. For I shall rise again in the midst of you, as a ruler in the midst of his sons. And I shall rejoice in the midst of my tribe, as many as shall keep the law of Yahweh, and the commandments of Zebulun their father. But upon the ungodly shall Yahweh bring eternal fire, and destroy them throughout all generations. But I am now hastening away to my rest, as did also my fathers. But do ye fear Yahweh our God with all your strength all the days of your life. And when he said these things, he fell asleep at a good old age. And his sons laid him in a wooden coffin, and afterwards they carried him up and buried him in Hebron with his fathers.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Yes. So the testament of Zebulun. Zebulun, very, very interesting. And here, Zebulun dub system. It's a little sample here. Hail up to Zebulun. Well, they spell it in the modern Hebrew sense. Some say it was Zebulun. Some say Zebulun. Zebulun, Z-V-O-L-U. And, no, Z-V-L-U. L-O-O-N, that's the name of the Zebulun dub system right here. Look at something, you heard it before, and then we're going to write it with Dan. Very interesting here in the Baraka. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a Nahash, a serpent. By the way, Shefiphon, an adder, horned serpent in the past, that biteth the horse heel so that his rider shall fall backward. And then Yaakov, the patriarch, says, I have waited for thy Yeshua, O Yahweh. Here, Zebulun Dub System, stay tuned for Dan Testament.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Testament of Dan, the seventh son of Jacob and Bilhah. The copy of the words of Dan, which he spake to his sons in his last days, in the 125th year of his life. For he called together his family and said, "Hearken to my words, ye sons of Dan, and give heed to the words of your father. I have proved in my heart and in my whole life, that truth with just dealing is good and well-pleasing to Yahweh, and that lying and anger are evil, because they teach man all wickedness. I confess, therefore, this day to you, my children, that in my heart I resolved on the death of Joseph, my brother, the true and good man. And I rejoice that he was sold, because his father loved him more than us. For the spirit of jealousy and vain glory said to me, thou thyself also art his son. And one of the spirits of Belial stirred me up, saying, take this sword, and with it slay Joseph. So shall thy father love thee when he is dead. Now this is the spirit of anger that persuaded me to crush Joseph as a leopard crusheth a kid. But Yahweh of my fathers did not suffer him to fall into my hands, so that I should find him alone and slay him, and cause a second tribe to be destroyed in Israel. And now, my children, behold, I am dying, and I tell you of a truth, that unless ye keep yourselves from the spirit of lying and of anger and love, truth and long-suffering, ye shall perish. For anger is blindness and does not suffer one to see the face of any man with truth. For though it be a father or a mother, he behaveth towards them as enemies. Though it be a brother, he knoweth him not. Though it be a prophet of Yahweh, he disobeyeth him. Though a righteous man, he regardeth him not. Though a friend, he doth not acknowledge him. For the spirit of anger encompasseth him with the net of deceit, and blindeth his eyes, and through lying darkeneth his mind, and giveth him its own peculiar vision, and wherewith encompasseth it his eyes with hatred of heart, so as to be envious of his brother. For anger is an evil thing, my children, for it troubleth even the soul itself, and the body of the angry man it maketh its own, and over his soul it getteth the mastery, and it bestoweth upon the body power that it may work all iniquity. And when the body does all these things, the soul justifieth what is done, since it seeth not aright. Therefore, he that is wrathful, if he be a mighty man, hath a threefold power in his anger, one by the help of his servants, and a second by his wealth, whereby he persuadeth and overcometh wrongfully, and thirdly, having his own natural power, he worketh thereby the evil. And though the wrathful man may be weak, yet hath he a power twofold of that which is by nature. For wrath ever aideth such in lawlessness. This spirit goeth always with lying at the right hand of Satan, that with cruelty and lying his works may be wrought. Understand ye therefore the power of wrath, that it is vain, for it first of all giveth provocation by word, then by deeds it strengtheneth him who is angry, and with sharp losses disturbeth his mind, and so stirreth up with great wrath his soul. Therefore, when anyone speaketh against you, be not ye moved to anger. And if any man praiseth you as holy men, be not uplifted. Be not moved either to delight or to disgust. For first it pleaseth the hearing, and so maketh the mind keen to perceive the grounds for provocation. And then being enraged, he thinketh that he is justly angry. If ye fall into any loss or ruin, my children, be not afflicted. For this very spirit maketh a man desire that which is perishable, in order that he may be enraged through the affliction. And if ye suffer loss voluntarily or involuntarily, be not vexed, for from vexation ariseth wrath with lying. Moreover, a twofold mischief is wrath with lying, and they assist one another in order to disturb the heart. And when the soul is continually disturbed, Yahweh departeth from it, and Belial ruleth over it. Observe, therefore, my children, the commandments of Yahweh, and keep his law. Depart from wrath, and hate lying, that Yahweh may dwell among you, and Belial may flee from you. Speak truth, each one with his neighbor. So shall ye not fall into wrath and confusion, but ye shall be in peace, having the God of peace. So shall no war prevail over you. Love Yahweh through all your life, and one another with a true heart. I know that in the last days ye shall depart from Yahweh, and ye shall provoke Levi unto anger, and fight against Judah. But ye shall not prevail against them, for an angel of Yahweh shall guide them both, for by them shall Israel stand. And whensoever ye depart from Yahweh, ye shall walk in all evil, and work the abominations of the Gentiles, going a-whoring after women of the lawless ones, while with all wickedness the spirits of wickedness work in you. For I have read in the book of Enoch the righteous, that your prince is Satan, and that all the spirits of wickedness and pride will conspire to attend constantly on the sons of Levi, to cause them to sin before Yahweh. And my sons will draw near to Levi and sin with them in all things. And the sons of Judah will be covetous, plundering other men's goods like lions. Therefore shall ye be led away with them into captivity, and there shall ye receive all the plagues of Egypt and all the evils of the Gentiles. And so when you return to Yahweh, ye shall obtain mercy, and he shall bring you into his sanctuary, and he shall give you peace. And there shall arise unto you from the tribe of Judah and of Levi the salvation of Yahweh. And he shall make war against Belair, and execute an everlasting vengeance on our enemies. And the captivity shall he take from Belair the souls of the saints, and turn disobedient hearts unto Yahweh, and give to them that call upon him eternal peace. And the saints shall rest in Eden, and in the new Jerusalem shall the righteous rejoice, and it shall be unto the glory of Yahweh forever. And no longer shall Jerusalem endure desolation, nor Israel be led captive, for Yahweh shall be in the midst of it, amongst men living. And the Holy One of Israel shall reign over it in humility and in poverty. And he who believeth on him shall reign amongst men in truth. And now, fear Yahweh, my children, and beware of Satan and his spirits. Draw near unto Yahweh and unto the angel that intercedeth for you, for he is a mediator between Yahweh and man. And for the peace of Israel, he shall stand up against the kingdom of the enemy. Therefore is the enemy eager to destroy all that call upon Yahweh. For he knoweth that upon the day on which Israel shall repent, the kingdom of the enemy shall be brought to an end. For the very angel of peace shall strengthen Israel, that it fall not into extremity of evil. And it shall be in the time of lawlessness of Israel, that Yahweh will not depart from them, but will transform them into a nation that doeth his will. For none of the angels will be equal unto him. And his name shall be in every place in Israel and among the Gentiles. Keep therefore yourselves, my children, from every evil work, and cast away wrath and all lying, and love truth and long-suffering. And the things which ye have heard from your father, do ye also, impart to your children, that the Savior of the Gentiles may receive you. For he is true and long-suffering, meek and lowly, and teacheth by his works the law of Yahweh. Depart therefore from all unrighteousness, and cleave unto the righteousness of Yahweh, and your race will be saved forever. And bury me near my fathers. And when he had said these things, he kissed them, and fell asleep at a good old age. And his sons buried him, and after that they carried up his bones, and placed them near Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Nevertheless, Dan prophesied unto them that they should forget Yahweh and should be alienated from the land of their inheritance and from the race of Israel and from the family of their seed.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Come on,
never fear the works, not the works of iniquity. God, they soon cut down like green grass and wither away. Yeah, yeah. Trust in the Most High forevermore, and all blessings will come to your door. Every day you get up, talk to your inner self, and you know you got to pray each and every day. Never go astray. Don't follow the evil and the bad minded, because one day they're bound to get their pay. Fret not thyself of evil to work.
here. We have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, be able to rise, be able to rise, be able to rise, 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 to rise.
מזמור למד וב, למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד. נאום פשע לרשע בקרב ליבי, אין פחד אלוהים לנגד עיניו. כי החליק אליו בעיניו, למצוא עוונו לשנוא. דברי פיו אבן ומרמה, חדל להשכיל להדיב. אבן יחשוב על משכבו, יתייצב על דרך לא טוב, רע לא ימאס. אדוני בהשמיים חסדך, אמונתך עד שחקים. צדקתך כהררי אל, משפטך תהום רבה, אדם ובהמה תושיע אדוני. מה יקר חסדך אלוהים ובני אדם בצל כנפיך יחסיון. ירוויון מדשן ביתך ונחל עדניך תשכם. כי עמך מקור חיים ואורך נראה אור. משוך חסדך ליודעיך וצדקתך אל תבואני רגל גאווה, ויד רשעים אל תנידני. שם נפלו פועלי אבן, דוחו ולא יאכלו קום.
The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings.
They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, to rise.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who wants the next verse with Amorek? But who wants the next verse with Amorek?
መዝሙር 35 በቅንፍ 36 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገር፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖች ፊት ይናገር። ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና ኃጢአቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጠላታል። ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ነው። ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ። በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አሰብ። መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆማ ክፋትን አይንቃትም። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ነው፣ እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳል። ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች፣ ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው። አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናል። አቤቱ ምሕረትህን እንዴት አበዛ። የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ። ከቤት ጠል ይጠጣል፣ ከተድላም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል። የህይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃን ብርሃንን እናያለን። ምሕረትህን በሚያውቁ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ። የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ፣ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውቅ። አመፃን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ፣ ወድቀዋል፣ መቆምም አይችሉ።
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures.
For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise.
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Greetings. May health be given to the I on I and I behalf. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Garmawi, Haile Selassie, here in the book of the seven seals from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, we have Mezmor Salasa Sidist. Mezmor Salasa Sidist. Psalm 36 from the Mezmore Dawit. The HSV, Haile Selassie version, we're going to compare and contrast side by side with the KJV. So here in today's daily psalm, we have a psalm that is themed, Yechet'u Kafat, Ye'egziyavi Herra Begonet, Yechet'u Kafat, the wickedness, the wretchedness of the sinner, of the lack of the Akka, Yechet'u Kafat, Ye'egziyavi Herra of the Sustainer Begonet, goodness, generosity, charitable goodness of the Sustainer, Egziyavi Herra Sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. So here we have here Chet'u Kafat, the wretchedness, the wickedness of the Akka, of the lacker, of the sinner, contrasted with Ye'egziyavi Herra Begonet, the goodness, the charitable goodness, Begonet, of the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. So here in today's daily psalm, we have the superscription, which reads, Lemezem Rana Leka, Ye Egziyavi Herbaria, Ye Dawit Mezmor, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. Lemezamran Aleka, to the Mezamran Aleka, to the chief musician. Lemezamran Aleka, Ye Dawit, Slika, Ye Egziyavi Her. Of the sustainer, the good, the generous, of he who be, who he be, Baria, Baria, the servant. Yegziaviher, Baria, Ye Dawit, Mezmor, a psalm, an intonation, a chant, Isis of David. Ye Dawit, Mezmor. So today's daily psalm to the chief musician, the servant of Egziaviher, the servant of the sustainer, Ye Dawit, Mezmor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in the Jemralen, we begin. Verse 1. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Khatiatenya berasu wa yemiyasit negarin yinagaral. Ye egziabiharin sarhata be aino chu feet yellen. Khatiatenya the sinner berasu in himself, in his head, in himself. Khatiatenya the sinner, the lack of the akka berasu in himself. Yemiyasit negarin, yemiyasit, that which deceive, a deceptive thing, a deceptive matter, yinagaral. And the fear, the reverence, the respect, the fear, the reverence of Egeziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, I know true feet in his eyes, his eyesight. Yellen, there is not reverence, respect of the sustainer in his eyesight. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Dandebatu Shena Gloalena Hatiatu Bagenechugize Yitelatal Be Andevatu Shena Gloalena in his style of speech, his way of speaking, Be Andevatu Shen Gloalena. In his style of speech, he flattereth, for he flattereth in his with his style of speech, by way of his style of speech. Hatiatu bagenyechu gize, his sin, when his sin is found out, is discovered, yitelatal, he hates her. Hatiatu bagenyechu gize, yitelatal. Yeah, afukal gifna shingelano, mastawalin bego madreginima tawe. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He have left off to be wise and to do good. Yeah, afu kal, the word of his mouth. Yeah, afu of his mouth, kal, the word of his mouth. Yeah, afu kal, gifna shingelanos, violence and flattery. Mastawalin, intelligence, wiseness, babo madreginim, to do good. He has left. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bemen yitawa tamaminetin nasebe. Melkama balahonet shamengeda komoal. Kufatin ayinikatim. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Bemen yitawa temaminetin nasebe. Upon his bed, that which is twisted, that which is distorted and twisted. Mischief. Asebe. He thinks. Melkam balahonet shemen geda komo al. Good, that which is not way, a way that is not good, that is not melkam. Melkam balahonet shemen geda komo al. He stands. He stands in a way that's not good. Kufatin ayinikatim. And evil he does not despise, he does not abhor evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth to the clouds. Abetu mihiretih besamaino eunetihim awada demanata tidarasalech. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, mihiretih, the I mercy, mihiretih, besamaino is in the heaven. Eunetihim and thy truth, thy faithfulness, thy truth, thy reality, awada demanata tidarasalech. She reaches to the clouds. Sid kehim in the gziabi here tararoch, for the him jiga tiliknat, avetu, so in nine sisana tadnale. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Sid kehim in the gziabi here tararoch. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy righteousness in the Egeziabihar Taroch are like the mountains of Egeziabihar of Sustainer, like the mountains of El, like the mountains of God. Egeziabi in the Egeziabi Taroch. For the him, Ijik, very much your judgments. For the him, Ijik, very much Tilik, Tiliknat, Tilik Nata, deep Abe to our father, his father, oh father of the house. Sawinna and Sisana Tadinale, the eye preserves man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Abe to Mihiratihinna in date Abeza. Mihiratihin in date Abeza. Yes, so will it Jocha Bekina for Chitila Yi Taminalu. Abe to our father, his father, O father of the house. Mihiratihinna in date Abeza. In date Abeza. How very much increases your mehiret tehin, mehiret tehin, indeed, abeza, very much your mercy, your soul, the children of humanity, bekin fochih tila, in the shadow, the shade of thy wings, bekin fochih tila, yitamenalu, put their trust, they trust in the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Verse 8. Kutar Semint Kabetehi Tela Yitetal Katedlam Fesash Tatetachuale Kabetehi Tela Yitetal Yehueta mincha ante zenowina. Beberhanihi berhanina nayalen. For with the eye is the fountain of life. For with the eye is the fountain of life. Yehueta mincha ante zenowina. Ka ante zen nawina. The fountain, for with the eye is the fountain of life, because they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Ka beitih, 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 tela yit et al, ka tedlama fesash, tat et achuale. Make them drink of the river, the streams of thy pleasures, the streams. For with the eye is the fountain of life. Yehiwata minch ka ante zenowina. Be burhanih burhanin inayalen. Be burhanih burhanin inayalen. Be burhanih in the eye light. In the eye light. Be burhanih shall we see light. Burhanin inayalen. Mehiretehina bemiyau kuhula sidkehne malebacho bekenalaya zerga. O, continue thy loving kindness to them that know, that have gnosis, that know thee, I. Mehiretehin bemiyau kuhula, bemiyau kuhula. To those who know, have a gnosis of the eye, continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. Mehiretehinna bemiyau kuhulai, sitkehinima lebacho bekenalai zerga. And thy righteousness, sitkehinim belebacho in heart, bekenalai upright. Zerga, stretch forth, zerega, spread out and stretch forth, spread out your mehiret, your mercy, continue your mercy to them that bemiyaukuhulai, those who know the eye, and thy righteousness, sidkehinim, lebacho, in heart, their heart, lebacho, bekenalai, zerga, let not the foot of pride, let not the foot of pride come against I. And make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, remove I. Make not the foot of pride come against I. Make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, remove I. Yet ibita igara, I am at abin. I am it abinya. Yehat yatenyo chima ijiga ayaukenya. Yet ibita igar, the foot of the proud, I am tabing, make it not come against I mit being against I Yechat Yatenyochim and the Uckers, the Lackers, Ij, the hand of the sinners, the Lackers, the Uckers, Ayaukeng, make it not remove, make it not trouble. Make it not agitate I, make it not move I, make it not trouble I. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Amet Ana Yemiyadargu Hulu, Kazia Wedeko, Wedek Awal, Mekome Maichlum. They are the workers of iniquity fallen. Amet An, the rebels, the transgressors, the rebels. Amet An. The traitors, the transgressors, Amit Ana Yemiyadargu Wahulu, Kazia, from there, Wedeku, they are fallen. Wedekawalina, they are fallen down, they are cast down. Wedekawalina, Mekomim Aichalum, and shall not be able to rise. Amit An Yemiyadargu Hulu, Kazia, Wedeku, Wedekawal, Mekomim Aichalum. Aichalum.
Teach me, teacher. Each higher and I am a teacher.
Mazmur 35. በቅንፍ 36. ለመዘምራን አለቃ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገር፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖቹ ፊት የለም። ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና ኃጢአቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጠላታል። ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ነው። ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ። በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አሰብ። መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሟል፣ ክፋትን አይንቃትም። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ነው፣ እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳለች። ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች፣ ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ናት። አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናለህ። አቤቱ ምሕረትህን እንዴት አበዛህ! የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ። ከቤትህ ጠል ይጠጣል፣ ከተድላህም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል። የሕይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃንህ ብርሃንን እናያለን። ምሕረትህን በሚያውቁህ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ። የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ፣ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውከኝ። ዓመፃን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ፣ ወድቀዋል፣ መቆምም አይችሉም።
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
מזמור למדבב למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד נאום פשע לרשע בקרב ליבי אין פחד אלוהים לנגד עיניו כי החליק אליו בעיניו למצוא עוונו לשנוא דברי פיו אבן ומרמה חדל להשכיל להטיל אבן יחשוב על משכבו יתייצב על דרך לא טוב רע לא ימאס אדוני בהשמיים חסדך אמונתך עד שחכים צדקתך כהררי אל משפטך תהום רבה אדם ובהמה תושיע אדוני מה יקר חסדך אלוהים ובני אדם בצל כנפיך יחסיון. ירוויון מדשן ביתך ונחל עדניך תשכן. כי עמך מקור חיים ואורך נראה אור. משוך חסדך ליודעיך וצדקתך לישרי לב. אל תבואני רגל גאווה ויד רשעים אל תמידני. שם נפלו פועלי אבן דוחו ולא יאכלו קום.
لم نطيع لعبد ادوناي لدافيد نوبيش على رشا بكريم دي بي الفحد الهيم ينقل عناب يحلي قلاب بعناب انتو عبونو لسنو ورتيب عابن ومجمع حداد اللي اسكيلي ليتيب عابن يحشو عن مشكبو يتيانسي بعدك لو طوف رالو يمأس ادوناي بهار شماي حزيخا اهونا تخا عاد شحكيم تسكا تخا كهار ليل משפטיך תהום רבה, אדם ובהמה. תושיע אדוני, ויקח חסדך אלוהים, ובני אדם בזקן אפיך יחסיון. ירוויון מדשן ביתך, ונחל עדניך תשכם. כי עמך מקור חיים, ואורך נראה אור. משוך חסדך ליודעיך, ותפקדך לישרי לב. אל תבואני רגל גאווה, יד רשעים אל תנידני. שם נפלו פועלי עוול דוחו ולא יחלו קום.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. Apa Saka Rashata. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta ta ta. A aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pei sa sadai A kof ra resh sha shin ta tau ta tau ta tau ta
Rastafari
Abba Gada
Ha
Waza Cha
Ta
Ya Ka La Ma Na
Sa
Yi
Pa
Ta La
Wa
Ra
Sha
Ta
Ha
Ha
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. So here, Shema'ah. Here today we have a Midrash. Midrash, a study on today's daily song, Mizmor, Lamed, Wow, Lamed, Vav. La, Natriach, Le, Ered, Yahuwah, Le, Tawi, Nun, Pesha, La, Rasha. בקרבה ליבי אין פחד אלוהים לנגד עיניי. Opening verse. Now, a couple of notes on this opening verse. As it is translated in Sefer Tehillim, transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear of God before his eyes. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, we have the English translation. Now, in the KJV, we have the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is none.
no fear of Elohim before his eyes. Now, if we look at the KJV, just here in the Midrash, in a study right here, let's just do a little study right here on today's daily psalm. So some key things need to be noted. Some have Levi, but there's like four manuscripts. There's the Ethiopic. Let's bring up the notes right here on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm speaks on the grievous state of the wicked, of the ratchet. The grievous state of the wicked, the ratchet. Today's daily psalm also speaks of the curse of alienation from Elohim, the true good, the true God. And the baraka, the blessing of fellowship, the fellowship with him. Now the preceding psalm, Mizmor, in the hope of speedy deliverance, deliverance, puts into the lips of the friends of the new kingship who were now compelled to keep in the background words, Jehovah be magnified, who have pleasure in the well-being of his servant. We have this in the preceding psalm. We have this in Psalm Mizmor Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm, at verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them make them say continually, let Jehovah be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, who hath pleasure in the well-being of his servant. And hear, Yaronu with Yisamechu Chaseyat Ibi with Yomru Tami Yigdal Yahuwah Jehovah be magnified. Jehovah be great. Jehovah be magnified. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yaronu with Yisamechu That delight in my righteousness, the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic translation, the KJV, says, that favor my righteous cause, that favor, that delight, v'yomru tami, make them say continually, itinually, v'yomru tami, Yigdal Yahuwah, Yigdal Yahuwah, Yigdal Jehovah Yahuwah, Jehovah be magnified, Jehovah be magnified, be great, Yigdal Yahuwah, He Chafet Shalom Avdo, He Chafet Shalom, Shalom Avdo, peace of his ever, as we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm. We have Le Eved Yahuwah, servant of Jehovah, Le David. David here calls himself the servant, the Eved of Yahuwah, the Eved of Jehovah. And in the inscription, we have this to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Wow, the 36th psalm. He bears the very same name to the presenter, to the chief musician, to the leader, La Menatzeach, to the overcomer, the victorious one, the overcomer, to the presenter by the servant of Yahweh, by David, Lit David of David. Now we can compare some of the different versions of the script, but here, just zooming in on this key right here, the transgression, or rather the speech of transgression to the wicked is within his heart. The speech of transgression. Nuum pesha la rasha bikarev libi, pointing here libi, others prefer libo. So to be read as nuum pesha la rasha bikarev libo, bringing out the sense of the speech, the oracle, nuum pesha, the speech of transgression, the oracle of transgression, la rasha. So here, transgression being personified speaks to the rasha, speaks to the defiant one, speaks to the wicked, la rasha, is within his heart, bikarev libo, instead of libi, my heart. Now there's four Hebrew manuscripts that have libo, and this is also the reading of the LXX, of the Septuagint, the reading of the Vulgate, the reading of the Syriac, the reading of the Arabic, the reading of the Ethiopic, and also the reading of the Anglo-Saxon. Now, in the KJV translation, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. So that note right there, my heart, was in his heart. No fear, no reverence, no dread, no reverence. Ain pachad, pachad, dread, fear. Ain pachad Elohim. Le neged anai. No fear, reverence, dread. Ain pachad of Elohim before his eyes. In his eyes. Getting a foundation on that opening clause right here, because this is the area of the Psalms and Scripture, very, very important psalm right here. So it's in the season. This psalm is deemed the divine, the divine loving kindness, the divine loving kindness, because of the main theme is the attributes of Elohim, particularly Chesedo, Chesedo, Chesedayo, his love, his love for his creatures, his creation. Lama natsayach le'evadi Yahua le'dawi Nun pesha la rasha v'kareva libo Ein pachad Elohim le'neged aynai. To the Lord of victories, Lama natsayach Psalm le'dawi David le'eved Yahua le'evadi Yahua. First proper Hebrew verse, the superscription here in the Midrash, to the Lord of victories, Lama natsayach, the Lord of overcomings, of David, the servant of Jehovah. The phrase, Lord of victories, is to be considered in the light of the verse in Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye, a people saved by Yahweh, by Jehovah. Deuteronomy 33:29. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, wages Yisrael, Israel's wars, but victory is ascribed to Yisrael. Thus scripture says in Deuteronomy 34, verses 11 to 12, in all the signs and wonders, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought. Here, it is not written which Jehovah wrought, that Yahweh wrought, but that Moshe wrought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, empowered Moshe to perform wonders, but the victory was ascribed to Moshe. So too Deborah said, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam, in Judges 5 and 12. But could it be said to him, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive? As if it were really his captivity. What could Deborah have meant by arise, etc.? Arise, but you will not do battle. You will not do battle for the battle. The battle is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's. As it said, this is the day which Yahuwah, Jehovah, have delivered Sisera into thy hand, in Judges 4 and 14. And also, they fought from Shemayim, from heaven, in Judges 5 and 20. And yet when Barak was about to say, the victory is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, Deborah said, lead thy captivity captive. So too, when David went down to meet Goliath, he said to the Philistines in 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, that all this assembly may know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, saveth not with sword and spear, for the back of the battle is Jehovah. And in their rejoicing and in their going out to dance, when the womb man saying in 1 Samuel 18 and 7, Saul hath slain thousands, and Dawid and David and David his 10,000s. Even then David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thou wagest war and thine is the victory. As is said in 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, thine, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, thou ascribest the victory to me, but I shall ascribe the victory to thee, saying, hear, superscription to today's daily psalm, La Menatseyah, Le'ered Yahuwah, Le'Dawid, for the man of victories, for David, the servant of Jehovah. Nun pesha la rasha bekareva libo Ain fachad Elohim linneged aynayo. The transgression of the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, uttereth its oracle. Noom pesha la rasha, dikareva libo. There is no reverence, respect. There's no pachad, ain pachad. There's no pachad, no dread. Ain pachad Elohim linneged aynayo. There is no reverence. There's no dread of Elohim before his eyes. There's no respect of Elohim before his eyes. When David looked at Goliath, the Philistine, and saw that he was a mighty man, armed with all kinds of weapons, he said, who can prevail against such as he? But when David saw him reviling and blaspheming, he said, now I shall prevail against him, for there is no fear, no reverence, no respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he in him. As is said, Noom Pesha La Rasha Abik Reva Libo Ain Pachad Elohim Linneged Aynayo. The transgression of the wicked, of the ratchet, uttereth its oracle. There is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, punishes the wicked, the ratchet, in the very hour when the fear, the pachad Elohim, the dread of Elohim is not upon them. You will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, also said to Yisrael, thine own wickedness shall punish thee, thine own ratchetness shall punish thee, when my fear, my dread is not in thee, God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Hence, here, David said, Noom Pesha'a La Rasha Bekarev Libo Ein Pachad Elohim Linneged Anayo. The transgression of the wicked uttereth its oracle. There is no reverence, there's no fear, no dread, Pachad Elohim, before his eyes. Be Anayo. For it flattereth him in his eyes to find an iniquity that will be hated. Ki yehe chilika helayo b'aynayo limso eono lisno. The wicked, the ratchet, the rasha. The ratchet glance about with their eyes and feel about with their hands and scheme in their hearts, their minds to find that special sin, that special chatiyat, that special uchery, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he hates, that they might commit it. As the scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31, every abomination to Jehovah, which he hateth, they have done. Have they done? Woe to the ratchet. Woe to the wicked, all of whose being is evil and deceit. Not even with one another do they deal truthfully. As is said, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Divrei tsiyo avein u'mirma. Divrei tsiyo avein u'mirma. The words of his mouth. The divrei tsiyo. Divrei piyo. Divrei fiyo. Avein u'mirma. Are iniquity. Avein u'mirma. Deceit. The wicked, the ratchet, walks in iniquity and devises iniquity. As the next verse says, he deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is lo tov, that is not good. Avein yachshov ala mishachavo, yita yatzeva ala derek lo tov. What is meant by the words, he setteth himself in a way that is not good? He setteth himself in a way lo tov. Yita yatzev al derek lo tov. When there are two ways open to the wicked, to the ratchet, one toward good and one toward evil, they forsake the good way and walk and trod in the evil way. So Solomon described the wicked, the ratchet, as men who forsake the paths of uprightness, to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, in Proverbs 2 and 12. Hence, it is written, he
accepted himself in a way that is not good. Yitayatzer al derek lo to. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth to the skies. Yahuwah b'hashamayim chasedeka emunateka ada shechakim. In the heavens, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, thy faithfulness reaches to the skies. Is the loving kindness of Jehovah in the heavens? Is it not on the earth, on the earthly plane? As it says, the earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah in Psalm 33, verse 5. The deeds of the wicked of the ratchet, however, force the loving kindness of Jehovah back to the heavens, to Hashemayim. Hence it is said, Yahuwah b'Hashemayim chasedeka, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, b'Hashemayim chasedeka, is in the heavens. Thy righteousness is like the mighty, mighty mountains. Tzidkateka k'harei'el. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed, he said to the Rasha, the ratchet, I have stored up many rewards for the righteous. And he who repents, who has a change of heart and mind, can come and take them. I have many rewards for the righteous. For it is said, thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Thy judgments are like the great deep. Tzidkateka k'harei'el mishpateka tehom rabba. Even as there can be no numbering of the mountains, so there can be no numbering of the rewards for the righteous. Like the deep, the tehom, that has no bounds, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, has no bounds. Like the mountains that are high and lofty, so the rewards for the righteous are high and lofty. And just as the waters of the deep are not all alike, some salty, some bitter, and some sweet, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, is not all alike. Rav Josiah the Great said, read the verse not in this sense, but transpose its parts and read it, quote, like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteousness over thy judgments. Read it like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteous judgments, thy righteousness over thy judgments. That is, like the mountains that hold down the deep so that it does not come up and flood the earth, the earthly plane, so righteous acts hold down the iniquities, lest all mortals perish on the day of judgment. Thus also Micah said in Micah chapter 7, verse 19, he will again have compassion upon us, upon Ayin, Nayin, Nayin, Nayin. He will hold down our iniquities. He will hold down Ayin, Nayin, Nayin, iniquities. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. For with thee, with the eye, for with thee, with the eye, ki imeka mikora chayi beorika nireh or. For with thee is the fountain of life. Kiya imka mikor chayim. In thy light shall we see light. Be'oreka nire'eh or. Rav Yohanan said, it happened that a man lighted a lamp which went out, and each time he lighted it, it went out. Until at last the man said, how long shall I keep tiring myself with this lamp? I will wait for the shining of the sun and go about in its light. Similarly, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were enslaved in bondage in Mitzrayim, Egypt, Moses rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved in bondage again in Babylon. Then Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved. They were in bondage again in Elam, in Media, and in Persia. Then Mordecai and Esther rose up and redeemed them. But they were enslaved again in Greece to the Gracchi. Then the Hasmonean and his sons rose up and redeemed them. But they were enslaved in bondage again in Edom, the wicked, Harasha. Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, "We, I and I, have grown weary of being enslaved and in bondage and redeemed, only to be enslaved in bondage once again. Now let us make I and I pray, not for redemption through flesh and blood, but through our Redeemer, Yahweh Tzabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, whose name is HaKadosh, the Holy One of Israel. Now let us make I and I pray, not that flesh and blood give us life, but that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, give I and I life." As is said in Psalm 118, verse 27, "For with Thee, the I, is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. In Thy light, Thy illumination, we, I and I, see light. And also, Yahuwah is HaElohim, the true good, the true God. And He will give us light. He will give I and I illumination." According to Rav Simeon ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One blessed be, acts of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, "Do you desire to share in this world with the nations of the earth?" And they replied, "Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the universe, incline not my heart to any evil thing." In Psalm 141 and 4, "Incline not my heart to any evil thing." We're in evil because the nations of the earth are schemers. As the verse goes on to say, "Incline not my heart to the making of schemes and wickedness and ratchetness with men who are skilled in iniquity." Indeed, we have no desire for the dainty portions which belong to the nations of the earth. As he says, "Let me make I not eat of their dainties." But what do we, what do I and I desire? Thy precepts. As he says in Isaiah 60:3, "For with thee is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. And in thy light, in thy illumination, I and I see light." And again, "Nations shall walk at thy light." Rav Oshaya taught in the name of Rav Phineas, "In the age to come, the Olam Haba, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem shall become a torch of light for all the nations." As he said, "Nations shall walk at thy light." In Isaiah 60:3, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani said, "Because the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, had need of light in this world, they used the light of the sun by day and the light of the moon by night. But in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, will not need the light of the sun nor of the moon." As is said in Isaiah 60, verse 19, "The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither night of a brightness shall the moon give light to thee." Who will give them light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, of whom the verse goes on to say, "Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be to thee an everlasting, ever-living, eternal light, eternal illumination." Rav Phineas taught in the name of Rav Reuven, "A time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and will establish Yerushalayim upon their very tops. For it is said in Isaiah 2:2, the mountains of Jehovah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Moreover, a time, an hour will come when the mountains will lead in the singing of Yisrael, of Israel's songs. For it is said in 1 Chronicles 15:22, Kenaniah shall be chief of the Levites and shall be first in song. The word Kenaniah is to be read, "That which was established by Jehovah." Kenania, Konania, Mekonin, Konania, that which was established by Jehovah. For the word comes from the same stem as Nakon, Nakon, established. That occurs in the verse, the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. The mountain of Jehovah's house shall be Nakon. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaika. Mishok chasedeka li yodaika. Oh, continue, I continue thy loving kindness, thy chasedeka, chasedeka, mishok, chasedeka li yodaika. According to Rav Isaac, David prayed, oh, continue not thy loving kindness to the nations, the goyim, the international communities of the earthly plane that know thee not. Rav Yanai said, if a man kindle a lamp for his companion in the daytime when there is light, of what use is the lamp to him? But when can he make use of the lamp? When the man kindles it for him at night, in the hours of darkness, in the hours of disillumination. Now, the loving kindness that Israel, that Israel, Bamidbar, in the wilderness accumulated with Elohim, was held for them from that time that I were on, that is, from the time that I were of Moshe on. And when was it paid out to them? In the time in the Iowa of darkness, in the Iowa of disillumination, in the time the Iowa of Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, as is said in Jeremiah 2 and 2. I remember for thee, I, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Hence, here it is said, oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaika. Another comment on Mishok chasedeka li yodaika. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac said, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. Ecclesiastes 1 and 4. One nation comes and another nation goes. One nation comes and another nation goes. But the land abideth forever. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to whom it is said, ye shall be a delightsome land. In Malachi 3:12, abide forever. Again, the word land refers to Israel in the phrase until the day of the captivity of the land in Judges 18 and 30. For how can one speak of a land being led into captivity? Therefore, by land are meant the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught that two generations make use of the ineffable name, the man of the great synagogue, and the generation under persecution, under Hadrian's persecution. It befell Rav Joshua ben Levi that Elijah, ever remembered on good occasions, engaged in the study of Torah with him. They were engaged in studying the Melakilta of Rav Simeon ben Yochai. When Rav Joshua ben Levi found himself slow to grasp a matter of law, Eliyahu, Elijah said, dost thou wish to inquire of Rav Simeon ben Yochai? Come, and I shall raise him up for thee. Whereupon they went, and Eliyahu, Elijah, earlier summoned Rav Simeon ben Yochai, who responded at once. Eliyahu said to Rav Simeon, Rav Joshua ben Levi has come to inquire of thee about a certain law. But Rav Simeon did not wish to speak to Rav Joshua. Eliyahu, Elijah then said, Rav Joshua ben Levi is worthy of seeing thee, I. He is a righteous man. But Rav Simeon ben Yochai answered Eliyahu, answered Elijah, were Rav Yehoshua, Joshua truly righteous, then the rainbow would not appear in the sky during his lifetime. Indeed, in the lifetime of Rav Simeon ben Yochai, the rainbow had not appeared in the sky. Some say that they of the generation of Hezekiah and of the generation of Zedekiah also knew the ineffable name. For in, thus saith Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands. And I myself will fight against you. Jeremiah 21, verses 4 to 5. What weapons of war could he have meant except his ineffable name? Formerly, when Israel went forth to war, they had no need to fight battles, no need to fight battles, for the enemy fell before them. But after sin's uckeries brought it about that Ha-Hekal, the temple was destroyed, the Bnei Israel fell at the hands of their enemies. As to what happened to the ineffable name, Rav Eibel and the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, differed. Rav Eibel said, the angels scraped off Hashem, the name, which was on the weapons. The Rebbeinat, the rabbi said, it scraped itself off. After Ha-Hekah, after the temple was destroyed, when the Bnei Yisrael went forth to war, they would say, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, for mine iniquities are gone over my head. For mine iniquities are gone over Roshi, Rase, my Ras. Thank you.